Okay, so the Gemara begins Midiktani Avais Mechladi Katoldais. From the fact that we learned the word Avais, the Mishnah says Avais, you see that there are Toldais. What's a Av, what's a Tolda? As a simple, on a simple level, an Av is something which is Mefurish in the Torah. And a tolda is another masik which is similar to that. That's a tolda. Tolda is something that's similar to that. For example, we'll see regel is a tolda of a shof. Now, right, what's regel? When the animal walks into someone else's property, not rishus rabim, and steps on something. So if when it's walking, it breaks something with its body, with a body, another part of its body, that's a tolda. It's similar to regel, it's derech iluchai, but it's not with its feet. Okay. So you have regel, you have other things that are similar to regel. So the Gemara says, from the fact that we have avos, there must be toldos. And the Gemara asks, toldoseim kayotzben, I told the same love kayotzben or not kayotzben. What's the question? What's the Gemara's question over here? Kayotzben means it has the same din. Okay, it has the same din. Love kayotzben. What does this mean? It means that you pater legamrei love kayotzben that av yechayev told the pater, or it means that you chayev less, you're less chiyuvin. Right, so maybe you could say kayotzben would mean full. Lav kayotzben means chetzi nesek. What would be the raya to say that maybe it means chetzi nesek? So we'll see at the end of the sugya, the Gemara is going to want to learn that this shal kayotzben, lav kayotzben is talking about something called srei reis. Srei reis is when the animal's walking and a splinter shoots out and hits something, which there's halacha v'shusina that yichayv chatzi nesek. That's lav kayotzben. So we see at the end of the Gemara does refer to lav kayotzben with chatzi nesek. So is that what the Gemara means in the kasha also? So Rashi on Amud Beis, Dibei Maschol Hachamai, the second Rashi. It says, Toldos the Shabbos, Hevika Avos. Toldos of Shabbos is like the old Avos, Toldos the Tumala, Hevika Avos. V'hacha Toldos the Nezikin Mai. What's the name by Toldos the Nezikin? Mi Amrina and Toldos Kayotzben, Loshna Av, Loshna Tolda, Im Hizik Mishalim, I do my lie. Sounds like just in the words of Rashi, saying it's either you pay or you don't pay. There's no middle grounds of chatzi nesek. So it sounds like from Rashi that on the side of lav kayotzben, the din is you don't pay, and the Bnei Shu is medayik this in the Rashi is medayik and Rashi, the lav kayotzben means you don't pay. The question is, so then what's it a tolda for? It's a tolda for what did?
Why would you pay? Why can you say Rashi has a mashal and you don't pay? You don't pay the full amount.
You should say that. It's a machati or it's a machatas. It says like the loy, straight out no. Loy going back on the mashal. Question is why? So then what's it a tolda for? So maybe you'll tell me it's a tolda that's usher to do it. It's a mazik, we consider a mazik. You know, it's avos is a mazik with tashlumin. Toldos is a mazik, you have an issur of a mazik, but without tashlumin.
Isn't that a first
kapir? What?
Isn't that a first
kapir? Isn't that?
Wasn't that the first kapir yet?
All the way to begin Zechta? Then we clear the other way around. We know there's a chiyuv mamon, is there issur? Now I'm saying, maybe once we know this is, however you know whether it's from Lysaman Adam Reacha, or whether it's from Shav Zaved, or wherever it is. But maybe there's only Issa, but no, touch them, yeah.
Oh,
don't say so? What? Okay. So then, so the question is, what's that? Rashi. But let's say this side. What would you say? Let's think it through. Tolda is a usur. It's a mazi that's usur. But no tashlum. I don't understand. If you're learning like the Rishash and those achrayim, that the issa would be like you went back to old way at the beginning, that the issa would be because of after rechum aicho, the issa of Shabbos aveda. So avaita, there's nothing to it. Tolda. Don't do to your friend what you would want someone to do to you. Don't be maps at your friend's money because of Hashem's Aveda. That's not do being a tolda. You don't have to call it a tolda. It's passion. Anytime you're doing something to your friend that will cause damage to your friend, Pasha of Hashem's Aveda, Pasha of After Echuach tells you don't do it. I don't need to give it a fancy name tolda for that. Right? It's not, told us Mashim will give it a Shem Masik. It's similar to Rav and has a Shem Masik. What do I need a Shem Masik for? It's not Chayif Teshlum. Elamai, like the Reb Chaim. Either from Lo Yishmeren or Lo Sami, like the Rashi wants to say. A new din Isser, which is a Chayish Mishpat din Isser. And this is included. So may Rashi Takalur Tal Derech. Reb Chaim, and there's an issin in Hilchos Nezikin. There's a Nezikin Dike Issin, and that's been the Schadish of it. That's a Tolda that has that issin, even though you don't have to pay.
How did that issin?
Great question, beautiful question. But what would be the svar for that exactly? What's the svar also? Like what? So I don't want to stop at that point. Okay, good. We have to go back to this question. Right here, the question. What would be the spark for that, and what are we? Okay. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says here as follows. It says, "Gabe Shabbos Tanan, Avis Malchus Arba'im Chosa Achas, Avis Mechaldika told us saying Kayetzben, Lishna Av Chatz, Lishna Told the Chatz, Lishna Av Skila, Lishna Told the Skila." And then the Gemara goes further down and says. Gabe Tuma. Gabe Tuma is Tanan, obviously, Tuma shares where she goes there, Abitame. Deal Abitame, Adam, and the right? Lavka Yitzbeh. So what's the Gemara doing over here? What's the Gemara doing over here? The Gemara is Lechaira. The Gemara is coming to tell us that the klar of the Gemara, the chakir of the Gemara, is not mitzad halacha or din. When we say kayotzben, lav kayotzben, it's not that we're asking what's the din of a tolda or what's the halacha of a tolda. Because if that's what we're doing, if we'll be asking what's the dinim of a tolda, so what does Shabbos have to do with masikin? What does Tumah have to do with masikin? What's Shaykhas? But Tum is Lavka Yitzman, they have different dinim. What does that have to do with Mazikin? Hadis Elamai, what the Gemara is saying is, and this is where the Nachas Tavan and Tanei Shua speak out, that the Gemara is looking for a taich, a definition. Definition. How do we define Tolda? So the Gemara is saying like this. By Shabbos, they found that the definition of Tolda is Kayetzman. By Tum, I found that the definition of Tolda is Lavka Yitzmeh. Hachamai, what is its definition over here? It's showing us that the Derech HaTana is not one way straight through Shisha Siddur Mishnah. It some places means A, some places it means B. So over here, now we're back to the drawing board. What does it mean, A or B? That's all it's saying. But now, because we're trying to learn out from Tumah, I was trying to learn out from Tumah a din mahalacha. It's not lumdus. There's no lumdus here. Right? A mazik is not similar to Shabbos and not to Tumah. So Gemara means to show us that the lashon of toldos could go both ways. And now we have to figure out which way is it going by us. Now, the Gemara, let's just talk a little about Shabbos and maybe a little bit of Tumah, Shabbos. So Gemara says, Michal that is the Ika told us. If the Mishnah, Mesech the Shabbos, telling us that there's 39 Avos, Michal that there must be told us. Now, what's a tolda? Something which is similar to the Av, but not the same. Similar to the Av, but not the same. However, in Hilchos Shabbos, the tolda will have the same din as the Av. So if so, what's the Nafkamina? I'm assuming that this part of the Gemara that asks what's the Nafkamina is Agav. At this point, I don't see why we need this part of the Gemara. Does anyone have a shot? Why do we need this for the Kasha? The Kasha is very simple. We find that the Tani uses the Lashon Toldos sometimes for Kayetza, sometimes for Lav Kayetza. How come I, right? So he goes, then he goes into, okay. So, but the Tani, the Mice of the Gemara does, so we got to learn it, right? Okay, so the Gemara is, so why is it called 39 Aves? If at the end of the day, the Aves and Toldos have the same dinim. So it tells us as follows. Nafkamina is the ilo of shtei avos badi adadi. I did two different avos at the same time. Inam shtei toldos. I did two toldos from two different avos badi adadi. V'chayva kol chad v'chada. Each one's chayva on its own. The ilo of it av v'tolda dide. I did an av and it's tolda. Hamishem chayv lem chayv al chada. I'm only chayv once. I'm only chayv once. I did an av and its own tolda. I'm only chayv once. Why am I only chayv once? I did an av and a tolda. Av alone's chayv, a tolda alone's chayv. So why am I only chayv once? So what would I say? I would say because since this tolda belongs to the av, so it's part of the Av, you did one big Avera. So you did an Av and a Tolda, but the Av and Tolda is all one Avera. So you bring one covering for both. That's what I would have said. Right? Is that what you would have said? One for both. But who says not like us? Rashi. Rashi. Sorry, Rashi. Read Rashi. Le'mechayv al-Khada, Av melocha, Av atolda didei, le'mechayv. Whoa. Because I did the Tolda with the Av, I'm not chayv on the Tolda. Now I'm not chayv on the Tolda, I'm only chayv on the Av. What? What do you say?
How can you say that? Loma chayv.
How could Rashi say that? But first of all, does Rashi say what I said? Does Rashi say you only chayv on the Av and not the Tolda? Says that, right? Okay, so Rashi says that. You want to know what's Pshat Rashi? You can say, I don't understand Rashi. How did he know this, right? Rashi seems to be saying you completely put on the Tolda. When you do a Av with the Tolda, you completely put. In Masechta Shabbos is a case of Hoitzah. Right, what's Hoitzah? Hoitzah is when I carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. I carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. I picked up I did a Akira. I lifted up a shear and I carried it over the borderline into the Rishus HaYachid and the Rishus Rabim, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus Rabim. I'm Oivan Isaitza Deiris. What happens if I go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through a Rishus Rabim? I didn't stop. I started Rishus HaYachid, walked straight through Rishus Rabim, and I did the Hanacha in Rishus HaYachid. So I went straight through. Or another case. Or in Rishus HaRabim, or in Rishus HaRabim himself, I went down the Ramas. What?
Chaim.
Okay. So when I go down the Ramas in Rishus HaRabim, where did I kira and Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim? you're right, I'm chayiv deraisa. But when I go from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad through Rishus Rabin, that's a machlekes if it's a issa deraisa. Machlekes if it's a issa deraisa. According to Rav Rishonim, Derech Rishus Rabin, when I'm doing it through Rishus Rabin, it's midrabanan. However, the Rashba, yeah. Whatever the pratim are, you have to follow the pratim. But you were here from the Masechta Shabbos and the Ilum Masechta, so you have to go back to your notes and figure out what the pratim are. But now, but there's a Rashba in Shabbos and a Rashi in Sukkah that learns that it's Asa Midaraisa. It's Asa Midaraisa. What's the nafkamina if it's also the Raisa Rabban? Right, again, in the case of Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus Rabban, going through Rishus Rabban. What's the nafkamina if it's also the Raisa Rabban? Amir la'akom b'mokim tzairich. B'mokim tzairich. Can I tell a guy to do it where there's a real tzairich? So if Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus Rabban, the Raisa, then it's also. But la halacha we pass against Rabbanan, like Rav Rishonim. So therefore, where there's a tzarech gadol, where there's a big tzarech, it'll be mutter to have a guy do it, to shmuz, but magam tzarech gadol. It'll be mutter to do it. So the achronim ask, on Rashi and the Rashba. Rashi and the Rashba, on the Aftzah design on base, Masechta Shabbos, they learn that it's Issa Deraisa. They learn it's Issa Deraisa. Pashtus, so they ask, how many chatois are we going to be chayiv? Right, according to Rashi, and the Rashba, that's Issa Deraisa, I'm carrying from Shus Yochet to Shus Rabin, and in Shus Rabin I'm walking 4 Amis, which is the Deraisa, and then I'm going from Shus Rabin to Shus Yochet. I'm chayiv 1 cover and 2 covers.
Is it because it's
higher? Let's say it's higher than 3 tefach.
Let's
leave that out. So I would say that since you did one Akira, right, the rule by Hutsa is that you need Akira and Anocha. I did one Akira. Akira Shus Yachid. I did one Anocha and Shus Yachid. So therefore, I'm only Chayv once. But this would be negated to the Gemara. The Gemara dances up over there if Mahalach is Koimitam. When you're walking, it's as if you're stopping. And if you say it's Ka'emi dominance, as if you're Hiniach in the Rishus Rabin, then you're going from Rishus Yach to Rishus Rabin, Rishus Rabin, Rishus Yach. Lemaisa, we don't, and therefore you'll be Chayv twice. Lemaisa, we don't pass no idea. We don't pass no idea. Why am I bringing all this down? Why am I bringing this all down? Because the Gemara talks about this sugya of Halach Koymi Dami. I want to make it simple. I don't want to get complicated. Make it very simple. If we get it, we get it. If not, not. So Rashi and the Rashba learned that there's Issa Deraisa, Rishus Yachad, Rishus Yachad, Rishus Rab. If we're going to say Mahalach Ka'im Edomi, L'charish B'chayiv twice. L'charish B'chayiv twice. Question is that L'maisa we find that you're not chayv twice. Why are you not chayv twice?
In the
Rashi, yeah. So the bottom line is, and I maybe shouldn't to confuse you with it. Akobanim, they bring the Rashi by us to explain Rashi over there, that since Dal Amis or Shisarabim is a Tolda, it's not an Av, so therefore comes that you did the Av with a Tolda, you're the Chayv once. Okay, you know what? If you want to see the Raya clearer, look at the stipler in Masechta Shabbos Simin Hay. But you don't have to get lost in it. I shouldn't have gone into it. Let's get back to our signal. But if you want to see, once I mentioned that the stipler over there brings this riot to answer up Rashi with our Rashi. Okay, getting back to our signal. Now, what constitutes a malacha of Shabbos? What constitutes a malacha of Shabbos? So our Gemara says, look at the Mishkan. Look at the Mishkan. Why the Mishkan? Why? What shaychus does the Mishkan have to do with Shabbos? Why are we looking at the Mishkan? So the Gemara says, because there's a smichas apsukim. The Torah wrote the parasha of Shabbos next to the parasha of Mishkan. So the smichas apashias is teaching me that what they did in the Mishkan is usur on Shabbos. Now, Lemaisa, they did other things in the Mishkan, right? They got dressed, they carried in Rosh Hashanah Yochid itself, they carried in the Mishkan itself, they carried. So, if we're looking at what they did in the Mishkan, it's a lot more than 39 malachas that they did in the Mishkan. The answer is, Chashiva, says our Gemara. Hachdav Mishkan Chashiva. Chashiva means not everything that was done in the Mishkan becomes a malacha on Shabbos. Right? Even though we're looking at the Mishkan to see what should be us on Shabbos, but not everything. Only what's Chashiva. Okay, good. So we have to decide what's Chashiva. Now there's a Chakira that's clear. Right? Every Sugya has a Chakira. And usually it ends up being a machlekes rishonim, and there are enough committees. So let's work on it. There's a chakira that's asked. The chakira is when the Torah says that things in the Mishkan are a malacha for Shabbos, is that a simin or a siba? What do I mean by a simin and what do I mean by a siba? Simin means that it's a way for us to know what's a malacha. The Mishkan really has nothing to do with Shabbos. The Mishkan has done, it just happens to be, the Mishkan is the place that if you want to know, if you want to remember what's us on Shabbos, look in the Mishkan. There's 39 malachas involved, 39 chashuva malachas involved in the Mishkan. Those are happen to be the same 39 that are us on Shabbos, right? In Shabbos, what does it say? How do I have a clue what malach is us on Shabbos? I have no clue what l'sasakol malach is. So the Torah said, I'll give you a simin. What's chashiv in the Mishkan is what's aser. Okay, it's a simin. But not because there's any, not because Mishkan is a reason why it should be us on Shabbos. Just if you want a source to find those malachas, look at the Mishkan. But it's only a simin. Siba means, what does Siba mean? Siba means no. There is some reason over here, not like what I'm saying until now. There is a reason. It's because it was in the Mishkan that it's a malach. Which we have to understand what that means. What shaykh is, because it's a malach in the Mishkan, therefore it's a malach on Shabbos. What? Maybe you have to learn Shabbos Malkus to know what the Shaykh is, because half the Sefer is discussing the answer to this question. What? I can't hear. You have to speak louder. Okay, that's what you have to learn Shabbos Malkus for, maybe. But Siva would mean that there's a reason. Now, Taisus by us brings two Gersais over here. Taisus brings two Gersais. One Gersa he brings is Hachi Garsin, Hachdavoy Bemishkin, Hachdavoy Bemishkin, Hashiva, Karle Av. The Layavi Bemishkin, Hashiva, Karle Tolda. That's the first Gersa. First Gersa is Hachtav v'mishkin chashiva. The second Gersi brings is v'is the Gersi hachtav v'mishkin v'chashiva. He adds a vav. The difference is if there's a vav or not. What's the difference if there's a vav or not? Is it one? Is saying one thing or two things? Vav is end, right? So if there's no vav, then it's what was chashiv in the mishkin. If it's v'chashiva, then it's what's in the mishkin, and also chashiva. What's the difference? So hachdav b'mishkin chashiva. That first gersa of Tosfos is mashma that it's a simin, meaning those. It's just saying klar. Those that were in the Mishkan Chashiv, those that were Chashiv in the Mishkan, is a malacha, it's a simen. But if you're going to learn V'chashiva, so this means that there's two reasons over here to make it aser. I need two reasons to make it aser. Being in the Mishkan, and also I need that it's Chashiva. But being in the Mishkan alone is a reason why it's awesome. Right? If you thought there would mean already I'm saying two reasons. If it's a reason, then it's a siba. So it comes out the second gersa learned that it's a siba. So we have two gersas in our suya, and the chaira, the machlaikis between the two gersas is our hakira, whether it's a simen or a siba. What would be a nafkamina? Nafkamina would be, for example, kaitzer is the avmalacha. What's kaitzer? What's the malacha of kaitzer? Harvesting. Now in Hebrew, each type of produce has its own lashon. Kaitzer is used for harvesting tavua, wheat. Boitzer is used for grapes. Masik is for olives. For tomorrow, if I was, there's a different lashon for the different types of fruits. So, kaitzer in Hebrew is harvesting tvua. So, what's when you open up the Mishnah, it says the 39 malachas. One of them is kaitzer. Kaitzer is av malacha. Boitzer. What about boitzer? Cutting grapes. Is that an av malacha or a toldo? Chalik is Rishayin. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Mehilcha Shabbos, in the beginning of the Perek, says, Kaitzer u'baitzer are both av malacha. Kesef Mishnah over there brings on the Ramach, which is one of the Prushim on the Rambam, that, no, disagree. Kaitzer we found in the Mishkan. Kaitzer was in the Mishkan, therefore Kaitzer is a Av. Baitzer, they didn't cut any grapes in the Mishkan, they didn't have to cut grapes. Therefore, Baitzer is a Tolda. Again, we find the same thing by Chayrish. Chayrish means plowing. When do I plow? And I want to plant seeds in the ground, so I need to soften up the ground, move the dirt aside, put the seeds in, and then I could cover the seeds and the tree will grow. So chayresh is plowing to plant seeds. What about chayfer? I want to dig a hole to make a foundation, to build a building. I'm digging the hole for the sake of the hole. Right? Both cases, I'm digging the hole for the hole. Over here I'm doing it to put seeds. Over there I'm doing it to put a foundation there. What's the din? Again, we have machlekes. Rambam says, Chayrish, Chayfe, Av Malacha. Kesef Mishnah jumps in again and says, no, not everyone agrees to this. Some people hold Chayrish is Av, Chayfe is a Tolda. What's the machlekes? What's the machlekes all about? If the Mishkan is a Siba, if the Mishkan is a reason, the fact that it was in the Mishkan, that is a reason why it's a Malacha Shabbos. So I'm missing that reason. If it wasn't in the Mishkan, I'm missing that reason. So Chayfer and Baitzer were not in the Mishkan. And that's the way the Kesef Mishnah Neramach learned. But if I learn like Rashi, the Gersa of Rashi, I shouldn't say Rashi, why am I saying Rashi? But if I learn like the first Gersa of Tosfos, we'll get to Rashi soon. If I learn like the first Gersa of Tosfos, that's a simin, it's a simin. The fact that they did digging in the ground to use the hole in the Mishkan is a simin, that when you dig a hole for the ground to use the hole, that's a Avmalacha. So the Rambam learned like that. The Rambam learned that it's a simin, and the Kesef Mishnah learned it's a sipa. And those, and the Machlekes Rambam Kesef Mishnah are the two gears of Avmar. Yes, still. It's Tzrich Ligufa, I need the hole in the ground. That's according to maybe the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, according to the Rambam, the idea of the Melacha is to dig a hole to use it. That's what we use. You know what? Maybe we can discuss it out, because I don't want to get lost in Masechta Shabbos. You were here from Masechta Shabbos? No. Okay, so let's not get lost in Masechta Shabbos, but you'll take a look at the Rambam and you'll see that it is a Machlokes. Okay. So now, I have a question for you. One of the Melachas is Bishul. Right? What's Bishul? Cooking. What does the Mishnah say? Av Melach is Oife. Oife is baking, right? In English, cooking is a general term for all ways of making food from that's not edible. Right? We say we cook the food. Now there's different ways of cooking. It's boiling, it's roasting, it's grilling. When in Lashon HaKodesh, Bishul is with Mayim. It's cooking with Mayim. Oife is baking with in an oven. You bake bread. You can't cook bread. You won't come out with bread. You'll come out with something similar to a meal. But so what does Mishnah say? Oife. Mishnah says Oife. Frankly, Gemara Kasha. Gemara says, why does the Mishnah say Oife? It should say Bishul. So Gemara answers, Sidura de Pascha Nakit. If you ever want to remember the 39 Melachas, an easy way to remember it is that the first 11 are the Seder making pass. So if you know how to make pass, then it's easy. If you know how to make a Beged, then you know the next 13. Okay? But Al Kabbalim, where is the Sidura de Pascha? The first 11 are Sidura de Pascha. Now, when you make bread, you need to bake it, so therefore the Mishnah says Oifa. Now, why is Oifa Av Melacha? There was no Oifa in the building of the Mishkan. There was no Oifa. Bishul we had, because the Gemara says that in order to dye the curtains, we need a Samimanim. So we cook the Samimanim up, and then that dyes the water, and you use the water to dye the material. So we had Bishul we have by the Samimanim, like the Gemara says. Oifa you didn't have in the building of the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan. So here we come to the Igle Tal. The Igle Tal brings a machlekes of what does it mean in our Gemara, the Hava B'Mishkan. What does it mean, the Hava B'Mishkan? We're in the Mishkan. What does that mean, the Hava B'Mishkan? Says the Igle Tal, that from Rashi it's mevuah that it was in the building, in the construction of the Mishkan. Rav Haigoin holds, it's also in the running of the Mishkan. And he wants to be masver as follows. It was on the 11th day of Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu got up, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbi Isai, we want to build a Mishkan. And we need what to build it with. We need Zav, we need Kesef, we need Chayshis, we need a whole list of things that I mentioned in the Pasuk. 2 days later, Moshe gets up and he says, "Vamalacha is the dayom. It's enough. Stop. Stop drinking." Now, it takes 2 days. It takes at least 2 days. It probably takes more than 2 days to plant. It takes more than 2 days to plant something, and for it to grow and then harvest it. So the samim manim that were used in the Mishkan were not grown within those 2 days. So how did they bring cheles and argoma and all that? How did they bring that? They must have brought it from things that were planted already before the announcement. So was it planted for the Mishkan? No, it wasn't planted for the Mishkan. Says the Iglei Tal, Rashi holds that anything that was needed, we look at the object, any object that was needed for the Mishkan, and in order to get to that object, in order to get to that product, in order to get to the product, I need to plant for it, even though this specific sabamanim that we're going to be using in the Mishkan was not planted for the Mishkan. But since in order to have some amanim for the Mishkan, I need to plant, that's also considered a malacha that's for the Mishkan. That's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that we don't look at what was actually the malacha that was actually done in the building of the Mishkan. Because then you would not have Zareah, you wouldn't have Chayesh, you wouldn't have Kaitzer. Because that wasn't done for the Mishkan. Elamai, Rashi's learning a chiddush over here. Rashi's learned that we look at the Mishkan, we look at the construction of the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, but what we look at is the product. What's needed for this product that I need for the building of the Mishkan? Right? Take the Atzei Shittim. The Atzei Shittim came from Yaakov Avinu. That was about 150 years earlier, but it was planted and cut and brought down to Mitzrayim. So in order to get it, it had to be planted. That's the sheet of Rashi. Rav Haigoin holds no. It had no. That's a nice word, but that's not true. It had to be actually done for the Mishkan. It's not enough that it was planted in the times of Yaakov Avinu, and now they're using it for the Mishkan. We look at the malachas that they actually did for the Mishkan. Oh, but then I run into a major problem over here. I run into a major problem. Where in those 2 days did they plant samimanim? Harvest samimanim? How did they have? It couldn't be. They were out in the midbar also. Where did they get it from? So says Rav Haigoin, it must be that we're not looking at only, we don't look only at the building of the Mishkan. B'mishkan means the building and also the running of the Mishkan. And since involved in running the Mishkan, we need to bring karbanos, which include minachos, and lachmei toida, and shtei alechem. So there needs to be planting in order to have these karbanos atzibah. So part of the running of the Mishkan was the Zareah Koitzer for the karbanos. So now I have a makar to Zareah Koitzer from the running of the Mishkan. So this is a machlekes Rashi and Rav Haigoin. Kedai to remember when you learn Bava Kama and when you learn Shabbos, when you read these words over here. The Hava B'Mishkan. What's the Hava B'Mishkan? The Hava B'Mishkan means in the building of the Mishkan, and we redefined what that means in the building of the Mishkan, which is the Sheet of Rashi, or it means in the running of the Mishkan also. That's Rav Haigoin. And the Iglei Tal brings two rayas from two Gemaras in Perikal Gadol and Sechta Shabbos, which the Chara Bam rayas to Rashi. One raya is, I mentioned earlier that the Mishnah says oife, and the Gemara says and the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, why are you saying Oifi? You should say Mevashel. And the Gemara answers, Sidur of the Pasnokin. What was the Gemara's Kasha? So according to Rashi, it's a Palm Kasha. It's a Festa Kasha. There was no Oifi in the building of the Mishkan. They didn't have to bake anything to build the Mishkan. They had to be Mevashel. So Gemara has a very good question. Why are you saying Oifa? Oifa is not Av Malacha. Mevashel is the Av Malacha. So Gemara answers, Enoch Nami, the Av Malacha is Mevashel. But, you know what? We picked Oifa because we want to give you a quick way to remember it, so we did Sidur in the past. Okay? But going to Rav Haigoin, the Kasha doesn't start. According to Rav Haigoin, Bim Mishkan means also in the running of the Mishkan, where we had Kabbanis in the Mishkan. And for the Kabbanis, we had to plant. We had to do all those Malachis. So it was Pasha where it was in the Mishkan. What's Gemara asking? Why is this Oifa? Of course, he had to bake the Lechem to bring the Lechem for the Lechem Abanim. Why should I say Mevashel? I could say Oifa. There's no Kasha, why? You want to say also Mevashel? That's not what the Gemara is. No, in Hebrew language, Mevashel is not a general. That's why it was Makdim. In Hebrew, Mevashel. That's right. Pasig in by Karban Pesach, in many places, by Karban Pesach. But Vashem Vushaloi, right? But Atzli, yes. Okay. So that's one raya. The second raya is that there's another Gemara that says, Shaychit Mishum Mai Chayiv. Why Shaychit Chayiv? And the Gemara class, Nitzilis Neshama, Tzoybea. Al-Khab, according to Rashi, Al-Khab the Kasha. There's no Shaychit. What do I need? I needed the R from the Tachash. So I found a dead Tachash and I skinned his skin. I used it. Or I shot it in the leg. I didn't have to shecht it. There's no din in shechita if you want to use its skin. So I understand the kasha. Shaykh in my mind, what malacha? There's no malacha in the Mishkan shaykh. Shaykh doesn't exist. So I have to attach it to Tils Neshama. I have to attach it to Tzeveya. But according to Rav Haigoin, shaykh, I'll say that's what the Mishkan was all about, bringing Kabbanis. So these are two Gemaras which seem to allude to Rashi's Pshat. Igletal does mention that there is a Yerushalmi that's mashmal like Rav Haigoin. So you have a Yerushalmi that's mashmal like Rav Haigoin.
What does the Gemara say about Shaykhid?
The Gemara asks, why Yechai? Because the Shaykhid, the Gemara says, either because you're taking its neshama away, which we find in the Mishkan, in the building of the Mishkan. And they had to get the oiris. Or because of Tzeveya. Because when you shecht it, the blood dyes the skin, and I want it to be dyed so I can, it looks fresh and all that. What? Right. So then you have to take Shaykhid out and put something else in instead. Correct.
So what's the Raya?
What's the Gemara's Kasha? Forget about the Teretz. I don't care about the Teretz. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Shaykh Amai Chayiv. According to Rav Haigoin, Shaykh Amai Chayiv. The Mishkan was Kabbanis.
So the word, the Mishkan, is
not
like it's not in the whole process.
Everything. Building and also the running of the Mishkan. Part of the running of the Mishkan is bringing Kabbanis. Okay, so those are two Rayas. So we're saying that the Bavli is Mashmal like Rashi, there's Yerushalmi like Rav Haigoin. Another nafkamina the Igletal brings is, let's say I carry, and this nafkamina comes up in Hilchos Shabbos many times. You'll see many times, whenever this nidah comes up, people right away, oh, Igletal in the psicha. Igletal in the psicha. What is it? Carrying on Shabbos, if you carry it not in a normal way, right? What's a normal way to carry? Carrying your right hand, right? You hold something in your right hand. The left hand is not the normal way to carry. So left hand is a shinoi kalachiyah. It's a shinoi, not a normal way. And this, and says the Igle Tal, it will be Machlekes Rashi and Rav Haigle. Rashi and Rav Haigle. Rashi holds, Rashi says over there, he quotes Rashi and Rav Haigle and argue why you chayv by the left hand. It's reversed. The Mishnah says, Baby Amina, Baby Smaikha. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Shekei Masa B'nei Kos. So on the Shekei Masa B'nei Kos, the first Shemachlek is Rashi and Rav Haigle and what the Mishnah means. So Rashi says, you know what it means? It means Shekein Darko. It's a derech. And a writing, when I write, right? If you write with your left hand, that's Pata Avalas. Why? Because when you write, you only write with your right hand. You don't write with your left hand. A writing doesn't write with his left hand. He always writes. Carrying, sometimes you carry with your left hand, right? Now that my left hand is weaker since I had the surgery, I realized that sometimes you pick your Gemara up with your left hand. Oops, I put it into my right hand. But sometimes you do it. It is a derech, Rashi's saying. It's not the derech, right? It's not the derech, but there is a derech to carry with your left hand. So Zog Rashi, from the fact that there is a derech to carry with your left hand, that's enough to be mechayv, and that's not considered a shino. Rav Haigoin over there says no. The reason why you chayiv is because he says because by the lechem he quotes all the thing there with the lechem with the tamid. He quotes a makar from the kabanes which had to do with the running of the mishkan, which is mashma that. So why do I say this comes up a lot? Because the nafkamin is if you do a shinoi in a different malacha. But let's say I turn the fire on the stove on with my left hand. I turn it on with my left hand. Rashi says it's the derech. Rashi will say it's derech. But sometimes you watch me. You can't watch yourself because you always think about the right hand. When you think, when you watch other people, sometimes they just smoke me and they turn on with the left hand. So it's something which is also the derech. So you chayva. Rav Haigoin says no. You need a makar in the mishkan. So carrying, he found the makar in the Mishkan. But turning on a fire with your left hand, then he has no makar in the Mishkan. So here you have a nafkamina between Rashi and the Rav Haigoin. Okay. Now, I want to put two things together, which lav dafka, they have to go together. It could be they do, could be they don't. The two machlekes that we mentioned today, we started off with a machlekes, Rambam and Kesef Mishnah, if Hachta Avoy B'Mishkin is a Sibor or a Simen. We said that's the two Gerses in the Gemara, if it's a Sibor or a Simen. According to the Rambam, we said it's a Simen. According to the Kesef Mishnah, we said it must be a Sibor. Could be the Kesef Mishnah held like Rav Haigoin. And therefore, he says, therefore it says, Oifa in the Mishnah, right? Why does it say Oifa in the Mishnah? Because Oifa, one second. Is this old like a pipeline? Therefore, it says Oifa in the Mishnah. Because Rav Haigoin holds that we look at, right, we asked the question.
Have to be able to see one.
Yeah, he holds this. It's a simon. No, Kesmishna held it's a.
After Pi with the legacy.
Kesmishna held that it's a Siba.
So after the Rav.
Hold on 1 second. Let me try it like this. Let's start with the Rambam. Rambam holds that a av is lav dafka what's in the Mishnah. So we say that's a simon. Kes Mishnah says dafka what's mentioned in the Mishnah because it's a simon. So the Mishnah counts oifa. The Mishnah counts oifa as a av malach, which is baking. Seems that Oifa is a av melacha. but there was no baking in the building of the Mishkan. So how could Eifer be Av Malacha? Right, so how could Eifer be Av Malacha? So we have two Malchim here. Either I could tell you like the Rambam, that the Rambam holds we brought in the Av Malacha, we brought in it. It's not just the one thing that says in the Mishnah we can broaden it, right? Just like you said, Chayrish can go to Chayfer. Chaytze can go to Baiter. So too, Eifer can go to Bishul. Anything which is identical to the Av Malacha is also Av Malacha according to the Rama. According to the Rama, anything which is identical to the Av Malacha is Av Malacha. Therefore, both of them, Eifer and Mevashel, are both preparing food through heat. That's one Mahalakha Kansa. That Eifer is Av Malacha in the Mishnah, because of the Rambam, that we brought in the Malacha to other cases, even though you don't have Eifer in the actual building of the Mishkan, but it's not Dafka what was in the building of the Mishkan, anything which is, it's only a Simin. According to Rav Haigoin, or we could answer according to Rav Haigoin, the second Teretz is, that no, we look at the running of the Mishkan, and Eifer was in the running of the Mishkan, right? Those are two reasons why. So it comes that, if you hold like Rashi, this is the connection I want to try to throw out here. If you hold like Rashi, then you need to hold like the Rambam in order to answer the Gemara. Because if you hold like Rashi, that we only look at the building of the Mishkan, then Eifer doesn't belong in the Mishkan at all. Even if you say Sidur the Pas, but it's not Av Malacha. Elamai Rashi held like the Rambam. And Rav Haigoin said like the Ramach. So now, since most Rishonim hold like Rashi, that we look at the building of the Mishkan, so then you need to hold like the Rambam, that's a simon. Okay, think about this, you'll tell me if you're masking. Okay, now, so that's one shtickle tari from the Igli Tal. I don't want to get lost. Li neder. We'll see, maybe tomorrow we'll have a short share just to finish this up, because I really want to go into the Nezikin part on the base. But what I do want to touch on is Taisus de Ramascho L'Rav Elazar. Taisus brings down a Machlaikis in Hilchas Hasra. You study this Dik of Machlaikis in Hilchas Hasra. Try to see the difference between the two Terutzim and Taisus when they get Hasra. What would be the svara to the machlekes, and then I want to leave you off with another question. It's more of a trivia question, which is la'as and lava. We're gonna have, and has to do with the part of the Gemara that talks about tuma. La'as and lava, mir to Shem. Hopefully soon we're gonna be back to Hilchos Tuma V'Taira. I have a dead sheret lying on the floor of my dining room. Right? I want to get the sheretz out. How do I do that? Now, for me to touch it, I'm going to become tummy. For if I just leave it there, oil is not, there's no oil by sheretz. So there's no tumut oil. It's not being tummy anything else. But I don't want that sheretz sitting in the middle of my dining room. So how will I get it out without becoming tummy? What? I assume from Al Gemara, not to find me other places. What does Al Gemara say? The reported to us, okay. Fine. Okay, I guess we can tie it up.